More now on the stories that are emerging from Syria and this new Save the Children report. Mike Waldridge is our World Affairs correspondent, and he's been through the report. He joins us now. Mike, what else? What else stands out among these harrowing descriptions of what children have gone through in Syria?
What Save the Children have come up with here is 18 first-hand accounts from refugee children that they have spoken to, that their workers have spoken to. The accounts, in their view, amount to shocking testimony, as they put it, and collectively suggest to them that children have been the targets themselves of brutal attacks, that they've seen, in a good number of cases, the deaths of parents and siblings of other children, and have witnessed, and in some cases, they say, experienced torture. They don't necessarily suggest who is responsible for these alleged atrocities in the accounts that they have given, nor indeed in many cases is there any time or place to make it clear exactly what happened. But they certainly believe that this, in their view, corroborates the sort of thing that we've heard before from the UN and human rights groups as well. And so in their view, this now even more justifies the UN taking more the tougher action on Syria, and indeed that there should be a process now of greater documentation of the kind that they believe that they are contributing to.
Well, it's very timely, isn't it, today, Mike, in New York, the UN General Assembly gets underway. We know that Syria is going to be topping the agenda for so many people there.
Top of the agenda, indeed, but not necessarily produce any new action. A great deal of hand-wringing, if you like. I think that's clear, and we'll hear President Obama undoubtedly in one of the opening addresses at the UN General Assembly calling on the world to take greater action. But then we heard the UN and Arab League's own new envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, briefing after he briefed the Security Council yesterday, saying there's a stalemate, there's no prospect for today or tomorrow to move forward. So